Good morning. This is Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. Portraits hanging on the walls of the State Capitol building provide a glimpse of the people who helped make Oklahoma what it is today. You can see Will Rogers and Wiley Post, Robert S. Kerr and Carl Albert, Woody Guthrie and Angie DeBow. But there is one of Oklahoma's most famous writers who is not honored in this way, and that's all about to change. From his early days in Oklahoma City's Deep Deuce neighborhood to his time at Tuskegee and life in New York City, Ralph Ellison never forgot his Oklahoma home. John Callahan is the literary executor of Ellison's estate and was a close friend.
And for him, whatever its blemishes, whatever its contradictions of this existed in Oklahoma, Oklahoma was possibility. His dreams were filled with scenes from Oklahoma.
The possibility of Oklahoma is also something State Senator David Holt believes in. And it was while going to college on the East Coast that he discovered his hometown's famous author.
So I'm from Oklahoma City. I went out to college at George Washington in D.C. And, you know, I'm kind of like Ralph Ellison, a young man from Oklahoma City, a long way from home. And I took a class on Ellison at GW. So here's a class at a major university in D.C. based purely on an Oklahoma City writer. And through that class, I really discovered things about my own hometown, you know, a long way from home, but I discovered things about my own hometown through Ellison. And so I've always had this great fondness for him.
Now Holt is leading an effort to honor Ellison with a portrait in the state capitol. The Capitol Preservation Commission is expected to approve a preliminary design of the portrait by artist Tracy Harris during its meeting tomorrow.
There are many great African-American leaders in our state's history that are represented here in the Capitol, but Ralph Ellison's been overlooked. And I find that really surprising because in my view, Ralph Ellison is one of the top 5 or 10 most notable Oklahomans, period.
While Ellison's landmark novel, Invisible Man, does not directly address the author's home state, Callahan says the writing is steeped in the idea of the territory and what it represents. Ellison's childhood in Deep Deuce helped create a sense of how the world could be, despite the way it was.
If you go back and read his accounts of his childhood and growing up in Oklahoma, yeah, it was a segregated place, and you had that crazy guy, Alfalfa Bill Murray, and as the governor. But Ellison met, and through his father, who was very interested in public affairs and in literature. And he had a whole – Ellison as a little boy – he lost his father when he was 3, Ralph did. But he remembered being a little boy, toddling around, walking around, and his father having all kinds of folks into his house.
It's about us. It's about inspiring our young people and inspiring us to believe that we can accomplish those things, even though we're just from Oklahoma, you know? It's about making anyone who visits this capital, in the specific case of this portrait – walk these halls and say, wow, you know, this place has really produced some great people, and there's no real limit on your future if you're born in Oklahoma. We should never think that just because we're not on the coast that we can't be a part of, you know, popular culture internationally.
The group Friends of the Capitol is still accepting donations to help pay for the portrait and its placement in the building. Holt says the goal is to have Ellison's portrait unveiled this spring, capping the centennial celebration of his life. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney.